Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Hi, Rachel. My zip code is 60047, I think. It depends on what this
Okay.
charge is for.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Thank you. Okay, 60047. And if you could also, excuse me, if you'd also please provide your name.
Can you tell me what company this is and what you sell?
We're a call
Because
center, ma'am. We provide customer service to around 400 online companies, so there are many different products and services.
because I don't recognize the charge on my account, and that's why I'm calling. So I'd rather not give a ton of information because I'm trying to find out why I was charged.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. We don't place these orders for the most part. It's something that would be done online, and we have to use the information that you would provide to us to access information from the database. We don't process orders.
Okay, do you, let's see. There is a reference number with this charge. Would that help?
Actually, it doesn't. We don't have a way to input reference numbers to pull up information. We don't do billing here. We just answer the phones. So we'd
Okay,
have to use.
it looks like the company says it's Nourished Living Today.
If that shows on your statement, that could possibly not be the billing. That's the merchant name. But there are certain options that it gives us to search for information in the database, which is usually what the customer would have entered on the web page, which would be like
Okay.
name, email, phone number, zip code.
Okay, I can give you a last name.
Okay.
It's spelled ArmAgno.
Okay. Armagno is the last name.
Yes.
And the zip code you said is 60047.
Correct. It could be a work zip code too, if that doesn't pop up.
Okay, just one moment, please. All right, let's see. All right, I'm accessing information, so it'll just take a few seconds here.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So it is showing the zip code and your last name, but there's an address. Can you please, just for security purposes, verify the address that goes with that zip code?
21770 West Bosham.
Okay, what city and state is that, please?
Why do you need that information?
Because it already shows here. I just need to verify that I'm assisting with the correct account with following protocol.
How much more information am I going to have to give you?
You've provided the last name and the zip code, so with that, I've accessed information, but I have to follow with protocol in verifying the account. So
Okay, and
you
I'm just
provided
asking
the.
what other information do you need from me?
Unless I would transfer you to the fraud department, that's basically what I would need from you. It shows a first name here that I could also ask you to verify. But if you could please provide the city and state so that I can have the full verification for that.
Okay, is city and state the last piece of information you need from me?
Besides the first name, that would be it.
Okay, the first name is DANA, and the city and state is, sometimes it shows up as Lake Zurich, Illinois, but it could be Killdeer too. The zip code is for like four towns, so it's either
Okay.
Killdeer or Lake Zurich.
Okay, so it shows here as Killdeer, Kildeer.
Correct.
All right, thank you. And let me just get pulled up what this is actually for. All right, so with your name and with the address that you verified, it shows that you're calling regarding the Bite Submill app, is what it shows.
Calling the
And
what is it? What is it regarding? Could you spell that?
it's BITESHUB,
Okay.
Bite Submill app, and it provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to eat and feel better, but it's the result of the individual using their Android phone or their iPhone to enter a contest. Well, complete a survey first of all. They enter a contest or a sweepstake, and there are items that are offered that they can choose that are on the web page or they can request. But it shows here that a Dyson vacuum is what was involved. We don't assist with the contest. We just help with the mill app, which would have been provided in the terms and conditions. So that's what we assist with here.
Okay. I appreciate the information.
Okay, certainly, ma'am. This
Thank
shows
you.
it's a subscription.
And
This
can
is
I
a
cancel it
monthly.
with you? Can
This
I
is a.
cancel it with you?
Okay, do you remember processing the request?
No, I do not.
Okay, I need to get you transferred to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
Allow me just to, I need to note it because it would be monthly billing. Allow me just a
Yeah,
moment.
no, this is not approved at all.
Okay, it'll be just a moment, ma'am. I just have to follow with protocol here and get you to the correct department.
Sure, thank you.
Okay. So let me just get the transfer call set up. Sorry, my voice went out.
No, no problem.
Okay. Okay, so that's supposed to fraud here. And all right, once I get the call transferred, we are a 24/7 call center, but there may be just a maybe a minute or so, as if everyone is on the phone.
Okay.
If the queue is clear there, you won't have any issue with waiting any time at all. It'll be just another moment. I'm just about done. All right, we have to close these out anyway when they're transferred, so you don't have to worry about any of that. But
Okay.
that's the closed account for the Bite Submill app, and let me just get you to the correct department. And I thank you, ma'am, for calling customer
Thanks for your help.
support. Well, I need to get the. Okay, what did I do? Oh, let's see. Yeah, I'll wait. Okay, ma'am, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it'll be just a moment here. Okay, I'm sorry about that. It'll be just a moment. My page didn't respond properly. So let me do that again. All right, let me just redo that transfer. Okay.
Okay.
We'll go here. Maybe I did it too fast. All right. All right, ma'am, I'm just about there. I'm sorry, I had to restart the transfer again. Okay, one more thing there. All right, ready to transfer it. And all right, ma'am, thank you so much for holding. Thank you for calling customer support,
Thank
and
you.
please hold for the transfer.